It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome back to John Lance Arena on the Pittsburgh State campus in Pittsburgh, Kansas. It's game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team ranks second nationally. They come in 21-3 overall, 14-2 in the MIAA atop the conference standings. They face a Pittsburgh State team that is 6-16 overall and 5-11 in MIAA play. And they come in ranked 12th in MIAA standings for this matchup. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer for tonight's game, Sam Reeves. Matt, when you look at this Bearcat team right now, the big key is to recover after a tough outing on Tuesday against Emporia State.
It's kind of that, like, balance of having a short memory and just coming out and playing hard, but at the same time you don't want to completely let it go, right? You want that to be something that kind of burns deep inside of, hey, we came out and we laid an egg. And Coach Mack kind of talked to you about that post game too, of our toughness wasn't there, it's been lacking for a while, we have to come back and really get back to playing that Bearcat brand of basketball. So it's one of those things that you don't want to let that feeling go completely, so you kind of know how to come out and play and with that certain intensity. So it'll be a tough one tonight as far as not letting what happened before eat at you and be able to come out. And granted, it's a talented Pittsburgh State team, but I mean, you just set the record right there. They've had their issues this season.
You know, in one respect, it's probably good that they only had a day to think about this and get back on the floor and try to rectify what took place on Tuesday. Again, tough to be on the road as well. But on the other hand, you've got the team with you through this entire time, so you can kind of concentrate throughout the past day and a half, and try to get back on the floor here tonight.
Yeah, we had Coach Schneider on with us there at halftime of the women's game, and he kind of talked about how there were some difficult discussions that were had within the team and watching film. And you know, Coach Mack was fiery post-game in the locker room, but it's one of those of the calmer heads prevail of like, all right, let's get back and talk about what we can do to fix this and really have the remedy. So I expect them to come out focused, locked in, and ready to go.
Bearcat pregame underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. Back with more on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, in Oregon, representing Golden Harvest, corn, and NK soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More at championshipmotorsllc.com. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
And welcome back to John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Northwest and Pittsburgh State men going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll have an opportunity. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. mentioned earlier that Pittsburgh State has had their struggles this season. They come in tonight losing 7 out of their last 9 games, but they are coming off a win over Central Missouri on Monday night, 71-68 in Warrensburg. And again, this is a team, when you look at their roster and of what they've done prior to coming to Pittsburgh State, 11 transfers on this roster for Coach Kim Anderson. They have a lot of talent. It's just been where they've had some sequences in each game about 10-15 minutes where they either go cold or just can't quite get some things done, and that has hurt this team throughout this season.
It has, and it's trying to find that consistency here for Pittsburgh State is really the key for Kim Anderson. Like you said, the talent is there, and you know that second half they shot 55%, 6 of 10 from 3-point range on the way to getting that 3-point road win over a UCM team that's very capable and have had some upsets themselves this season. So it's a bizarre league, and there's been a lot of inconsistencies all around, but part of that you have to credit the teams they've been playing. But yeah, this is a Pittsburgh State team that if they put it together the way we saw them against UCM, they'll be ready to go tonight.
Support for Bearcat pregame comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, it's clarindahealth.com. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More information is at usbank.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 582-3104. Support also comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment, carrying a full line of ag machinery, including Fendt combines, tractors, and Rogators, Massey Ferguson tractors and planters, Kloss combines, and more. More info at ZIEGLERAG.com. Also from Nucor LMP, providing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, ClarindaHealth.com. And from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support also comes from The Palms, making its return this spring. The Palms will feature a new bar and grill menu, a new dining area, and new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition. The Palms, reopening in March. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as Northwest is in Pittsburgh, Kansas, to face the Pittsburgh State Gorillas tonight. Coach, briefly go back to Tuesday's game, a tough loss for Northwest. What are some of the main things that came out of that that really you thought about that you want to look at for the rest of the season?
You know, offensively, I think we just, you know, we actually schematically were fine. I think we had a lot of wasted possessions, had, you know, 4 or 5 missed layups in the first half. We had 9 turnovers. And then, you know, even some of our threes that we took, there was an extra pass that was available, and we just didn't do that. And then you kind of got into panic mode a little bit and kind of pressed, and, you know, we just got real disrupted at that point, and, you know, the rest is history. So hopefully we're a little bit tougher offensively tonight. And I thought our defense was pretty good, though. We're pretty dialed in there.
You got a chance to kind of address some of those issues yesterday in practice then?
Yeah, I mean, enough. You know, it's hard when you just got a day, you know, and half your guys can't practice because they're played 40 minutes. So, yeah, I mean, as much as we can. I think it's really just about making sure that we don't waste some of those possessions that we did before. So hopefully we'll do that today.
Now, with Pittsburgh State, you look at their record. They've struggled this season. But from an athletic standpoint, it looks like they've got some talent on that team. They just haven't been able to gel like they would like.
Oh, yeah, they got a ton of talent. Yeah, no, they're really talented. You know, I think they even had a lead on us in the second half last time at our place. And so, yeah, they're good. You know, it's It's the MIAA, everybody's good.
What are some of the keys to matching up with the Gorilla team?
You know, you gotta keep it out of the paint a little bit. You got to be physical down there, and then you got to get defensive boards. And then, you know, they're a little bit different defensively where they stay home so hard. So you're going to have to finish. You're going to have to finish layups.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach, the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back out of the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from William Coy's Farm to Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shopeasthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. The credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Support also comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
And welcome back to Pittsburgh, Kansas. John Lance Arena, Northwest and Pittsburgh State, finishing up their pregame warm-ups before the tip-off coming up here in just a few moments. A reminder that support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/planetsubmaryville. Lineup for the Bearcats, second game in a row that Daniel Abreu has moved into the starting lineup. Abreu, a 6'6", a freshman redshirt out of Springfield, Missouri, and Willard High School. He comes into this game averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. He started but did not score against Emporia State on a Tuesday evening. Also in the lineup on the front line, Luke Waters. Waters, a 6'6", sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas, and he had 16 points against Emporia State on Tuesday. Wes Dreamer on along the front line as well. Wes, a 6'7", sophomore out of Alvo, Nebraska, and Lincoln East High School, averaging 14 points and 6 rebounds. A contest, the backcourt for the Bearcats, Diego Bernard, and also Trevor Hudgens. And for Pittsburgh State, their lineup will have R.J. Lawrence moving into the starting lineup. For Lawrence, this will be his third start of the season, coming off a career-high 20 points in their win over UCM on Monday. He's a 5'11", sophomore redshirt out of Blue Springs High School. Bobby Arthur Williams in the lineup inside, a 6'7 graduate student out of Potomac, Maryland, and a transfer from Wisconsin, Milwaukee, averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds a contest. He was held to just 7 points in the Bearcats' first meeting back on January 3rd. At a guard is Quentin Hardrick, a 5'10 junior of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and a Northern Iowa Area Community College, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also, Tyler Hawkins, a 6'3 junior out of Trenton Falls, New Jersey, and a transfer from Brookdale Community College, averaging nearly 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Cameron Hoofner, a 6'7 freshman of Adelaide, Australia. He's averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds a contest. Well, that's the way the lineups look. Yes, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville, Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Also, from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is at 660-241-5001. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599. And from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com. Support also comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Also from Tri-State Ford Lincoln, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information or to browse inventory, TriStateFordMaryville.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Welcome back to John Lance Arena on the Pittsburgh State campus in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State at 21-3 overall, 14-2 in the MIAA, coming off that tough loss on Tuesday to Emporia State over in Emporia, Kansas, losing that one 75-56. Bearcats ranked second nationally. That ranking came out on a Tuesday afternoon prior to that game. And for Pittsburgh State, they come in 6-16, 5-11 in MIAA play. And they are currently in the number 12 position in the MIAA standings. The Bearcats in that number one spot in the MIAA standings. For Pittsburgh State, head coach is Kim Anderson. This is his fifth season as head coach at Pittsburgh State. Matt Trittin, it really doesn't seem like he's been here that long after leaving the Missouri University program.
Yeah, honestly, it doesn't feel like that long ago we saw him and Ben McCollum duking it out when he was at UCM. But, boy, time really flies, and here he is at Pittsburgh State. Can't believe it's been 5 years already.
And for Kim Anderson, 62-52 in his 5 years here at Pittsburgh State. Cameron Hoofner will jump center for the Gorillas, jumping up against Daniel Abreu of the Bearcats. The Gorillas in their home white uniforms with blue numerals and trimmed in yellow, and the Bearcats in their traveling green uniforms with white numerals and trim. The Cats will win the tip. West Streamer out to the top of the key, turns and finds Bernard out between the circles. Right side is Hudgens, drives to the bucket, lays it up and in as he drives past Hoofner for the layup. So a good start to this game for Northwest, a 2-0 early lead. In that matchup with Emporia State, both teams went scoreless for about the first 4.5 minutes of the game. Out front to the top of the key goes R.J. Lawrence, coming off a career high against Central Missouri. Into the left corner, Arthur Williams, and he knocks down the jumper. From the left corner, and it's a 2-2 ball game. He was just inside the arc there. Now Abreu looks on the left side, gets it to Bernard right in front of Coach Anderson, and a long cross-court pass right side. Hudgens hooks the pass to the right wing, Dreamer. Dribbles on Hufner to the free throw line, into the left corner of Abreu. Out left side, Bernard to the left baseline underneath the bucket. Dribbles back out to the free throw line, takes a fadeaway jumper, got it, nothing but net.
And honestly, that was really good defense. Bobby Arthur Williams Jr. trailed him all the way around the floor, and even when Diego went up for that off-balance jumper, hand right in his face, Bernard just ice cold knocking that one down.
4-2, Northwest Missouri State lead. Game just underway. Out front is Arthur Williams. Bounce pass, low right, Hufner posting up with Dreamer on the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Spins right, the right-hand hook shot short. Dreamer clears the rebound for Northwest. Dreamer coming off a 10-rebound game against the Hornets on Tuesday. Into the right corner, Abreu with a little shot fake. Dribbles inside the arc to the elbow right side. Cross-court left side, Waters. Rise to the baseline. Up to the elbow on the left side. Cross-court right side, Dreamer. Right corner, Abreu from three-point range. Hits the backboard. Rebound, though, Waters. One dribble. Puts it up off the right side and in off the glass.
Just the way Daniel drew that one up. Coming off the top of the backboard right to Luke Waters in the paint. Luke, the easy putback.
Four-point Bearcat lead early on. Lawrence dribbles to the top of the key. Free throw line down the lane. And we'll bring it out front left side. Arthur Williams from three-point range. Rims around and out. Dreamer has a position and another rebound as he boxed out Hufner inside. 6-2, Northwest in front. Dreamer between the circles. One dribble, hands off Bernard. Out to the top of Key. Hudgens fakes left, goes right through the lane. To the bucket, right-handed layup. Hangs on the rim and drops it. 4 points for Hudgens early in this one. 8-2, Northwest Missouri State in front. Between the circles with a dribble of Hardrick. Now low right, Hufner up with a shot, misses off the right of the rim, and a foul coming up. Dreamer trying to catch up on that one. We'll get called for the foul. That'll be Wes's first. Officials for today, John Hendricks, Jeff Malum, and Irvin Wilson. Hufner going to the free throw line. A 77% shooter this season at the line, 43 of 56. He's held to 5 points against the Bearcats in the first meeting. This free throw rolls in. Hufner out of Australia. A physical player on the offensive boards. Second free throw good. And it's an 8-4 game. Northwest Missouri State has the lead. Some mild pressure in the backcourt by Lawrence. Across the timeline goes Hudgens. Dribbling out front, Abreu. Looks right side for Bernard near the right sideline. Now to Dreamer out front. Dribbles left side. Pushes the pass to the left side, Hudgens. Back to Dreamer between the circles. Dribbles down the lane. Backs into the lane. Little jumper is good. Nice little spin move. Had Hufner backing away. And West ended up having an easy shot. A 10-4, Northwest Missouri State lead. Hufner up tough. Looks left side, Quinton Hardrick. Bounce pass low left is Arthur Williams. Tanks the jumper inside the arc. Off the front of the rim. Takes a high bounce at the top of the backboard. Rebound pulled away. Dreamer out at Bernard. Down the left sideline, hustles to the free throw line, scoops it out front left. There's Dreamer from three-point range. Got it, nothing but net. West third in MIAA in three-point field goal percentage at 43%. Nails his first one tonight, and a quick lead for the Bearcats. 13-4, 16-33 left in the first half. Arthur Williams out front, looks on the right side. Hardrick to the top of the key. That's Hawkins. Left side, Lawrence. Free throw line, through the lane, little runner off the lip of the rim. The rebound rolled off a Dreamer, picked up by Bernard underneath the bucket.
And we are now 4 minutes in. Northwest Missouri State out rebounding Pitt State 5-0. Still early, but the Bearcats being aggressive.
Bernard, free throw line, through the lane with the layup. No rebound. And we have a hill ball or foul as Arthur Williams comes away with it. We've got a foul coming up.
And even that time, too, with the foul coming up, not the jump ball, still the aggression of getting in there, fighting, going against a bigger guy in Arthur Williams Jr. and trying to come away with it.
Abreu picking up the foul. Second team foul on the Bearcats. Grill is yet to be whistled on a foul. On the right side, Hawkins out to the top of the key. Arthur Williams finds Hufner cutting inside, lays it up and in. 13-6, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 15-38. Left in this first half. Bernard slowly brings it across midcourt with the dribble to the top of the key. Now accelerates down the lane left underneath the bucket. Finds Abreu trailing inside, stripped out of his hands. by Lawrence. Here comes the fast break. Lawrence through the lane to the bucket, leans in, banks it, rims around and out. Dreamer had it knocked out of his hands. It's chased in the left corner by Hoofner. Now on the left side, Hardrick through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, misses it. Good job by Dreamer coming over and making that shot tough. Hutchins across midcourt, cross court, left side, Dreamer into the left corner, Abreu open from 3-point range, short. Rebound at the free throw line goes to Hoofner. Here comes the Gorillas breaking across right to left from our vantage point. Spinning down the lane right side, Hardrick. Now to Hoofner out front. Hardrick right back in front of the Bearcat bench on the far side from our vantage point. Now left side, R.J. Lawrence. The left side is Arthur Williams. Gets it to Hawkins. Expires his dribble at the top of the key. Throws it away. Went right side. And there's no one there. Pass goes to the Bearcat bench. And we've got a timeout. 14:41 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 13, Pittsburgh State 6. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at uccstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from SureAg LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the SureAg team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on SureAg products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Out of the timeout, into the ballgame for Northwest, Isaiah Jackson. Bearcats going with Jackson, Waters, Dreamer, Bernard, and Hutchins, as Hutchins at midcourt finds Waters. Now right side, Bernard. Northwest up 13-6 with 14:32 left in the first half. Hutchins off the right wing, goes cross court left side, Waters. The free throw line, drives in the lane. Now to Bernard, quick no-look pass underneath the bucket. Isaiah Jackson leans back out, misses the shot off the glass. Rebound chased in the left corner and finally controlled by Lawrence. And he gives it to Hardrick. He'll bring it across midcourt left side. 13-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Left for Hawkins. Takes the jumper. It's a two-pointer as he was just inside the arc. Misses short. Rebound chased by Bernard for Northwest. Gets it to Hutchins across midcourt. Out front, Dreamer. One dribble. Hands off to Jackson. Now between the circles, Hutchins down the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Got a step on Lawrence and has the easy layup.
You know, the Emporia State defense was really up in the Bearcats' grill, but it took Trevor until that second half to really get into the paint, really attack the rim, but that has been the method early on for him in this ballgame. 3 of 3, all from inside the arc.
Hardrick out front, misses the three, rebound tapped. It will go out of bounds and belong to Northwest. Hoofner fighting with Dreamer for the rebound, reaches up over Dreamer's head and spikes it out of bounds.
Yeah, Hoofner looked like he was just trying to get that one to touch over the net and drop it in. Unfortunately, volleyball nets are down right now.
15-6. Northwest has the lead. 13:30 left in the first half. Jackson out front. Gets it to Hutchins. Dribbling left on Hawkins. Pulls up. Now left side, Dreamer. Into the left sideline is Bernard. Now down the lane he goes. Jump stop. Up with a high off the glass as he windmills it in. 4 points for Diego early in this one. Diego against Emporia got in some early foul trouble. Had to fight with that throughout the game. 17-6. Northwest in front. Right side, Tyler Hawkins. Now to Arthur Williams. Top of the key. With it is Hardrick. Looks right side, Hoofner. Hands off. There's Lawrence. A long three. Knuckleballs to the rim, and the rebound goes to Northwest and Diego Bernard out by the free throw line. 17-6. Northwest Missouri State has the lead. Between the circles, Dreamer one dribble as they weave it to Bernard. Man-to-man defense out of the Gorillas. Diego dribbles the left wing. Hooks the pass out front. Right side, Hutchins. Steps back at the top of the key. Now drives. Bounce pass low, somehow gets to Jackson inside and lays it up and in. That threaded a needle inside. I'm not sure it didn't go between the legs of a defender the way that went inside.
I mean, Arthur Williams Jr. and Hardrick both had a chance at that one. Somehow just kind of skidded past, and Isaiah Jackson laid it in.
19-6, Northwest in front. Arthur Williams at the top of the key. Drives the lane, lost the handle on the dribble, rolls out of bounds, and it belonged to Northwest. As I think that was Diego, and had a chance to slap it off the leg of Arthur Williams and goes out of bounds.
Solid defensive play, active with the hands there for the Bearcats. We talked during the break, the intensity, the feel from this team. You can tell that there was some talking during that one day off, and they have made the necessary adjustments to come out tonight.
Mitch Mascari into the game for Northwest. Renard will get a breather as Hudgens slowly brings it at the timeline. Again, Northwest in this first half from our left to our right. Dreamer, quick pass to Hudgens. Now to the baseline left, Jackson. Looks and finds Hudgens. Thought about it and now gives him to the right corner. Mascari wide open for three-point range. Misses. Dreamer, though, with the rebound. Left side, Waters. Waters will dribble to the top of the key. Hand off for Hudgens. He's off the right wing. Steps back. Takes the three and misses off the left side of the rim and out of bounds.
Just the first three-point attempt of the night for Trevor, and he comes in 118 three-point makes, tied with the MIAA record, which was set 30 years ago, 40 years ago at this point?
Right around, what is that, the 87-88 season, I believe.
So we're 35-ish years.
Down the lane right side, into the right corner with the dribble. Now they look right side. Whistle is stepping out of bounds as they took the pass off that right side. That was Dejon Waters. And what we have here, a foul coming up. Looks like on Northwest, and I believe it will be on Mascari.
We have a double foul.
They're actually getting this one on Hoofner and Mascari, both as they are battling inside. Double fouls here, so each of them picking up one.
And for the Grills, they will inbound into the right corner. Getting up in the air was Hawkins. Now passes to Hoofner. Out front, Hardrick. Dribbles left side, down the lane, spins on Jackson, leans in on Jackson, and travels on Jackson. The turnover will give it to Northwest.
Just trying to do a little bit too much inside as he got the ball, picked it up, pivoting and leaning in, and just kind of drug that pivot foot as he was trying to lean on Isaiah.
Ike Moore comes into the game, going to the sideline, Tyler Hawkins for the Gorillas. 19-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the left side, Mascari. One dribble, expires it. Finds Dreamer out between the circles, picked up by Hoofner, dribbles right side, now to Hudgens, out top, guarded by Moore, and he drives past Moore, lays it up and in.
Just so quick and smooth on the way up.
8 first half points for Trevor, 21-16, Northwest Missouri State in front, just under 11 minutes left in the first half, and dribbling off the right side, Hardrick, and a foul.
I think they're going to get this one coming up here on Birch, as he really didn't set his feet trying to set that screen, just kind of faded into the Bearcat defender there, and quick whistle got him.
So a foul on this Gorilla team as Zach Birch picks up foul number one. He just came into the game. He is guarding now Waters, as Waters will take the pass from Hudgens between the circles. Left side, Jackson. Now out front, Dreamer to Hudgens. Dribbles left side, hooks it to Dreamer. Long three, out front, good. Second three of the game for West. He's got 8 points in this first half. 24-6, Northwest with 10.5 minutes left. And we got a timeout. With 10:28 left in the half, it's Northwest Missouri State 24, Pittsburgh State 6. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Lash Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Lash and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Lash is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers.
For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri at their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat Athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville.
Out of the timeout, Gorillas with it. Bearcats with the lead, 24-6. Out top dribbling is Magic Relaford. Looks now to Arthur Williams. Low post left side, Burks. They bring back right side, and there is Waters. Dribbles to the right baseline, double teamed. Now they get it out front while stripped away as a strip for Mike Bourne. Here comes Northwest as Hudgens will take it across midcourt left side. Out between the circles, Waters. And gives it to Mascari. One dribble. With one hand, the pass goes over to Dreamer. He was being held by Burks from behind. Reached out with his right hand and kind of palmed the ball. Now gives it to the right side. Hudgens out front. Dreamer, quick pass left wing. Finds Waters. Shot clock at 7. Into the right corner, Hudgens. A little shot fake. Steps back. A long 3 on the way. Hits the front of the rim. And Hudgens will get to the free throw line. And he's fouled by Ike Moore as Hudgens falls to the right sideline.
And shot clock winding down. Moore just trying to make sure that the best three-point shooter in the country doesn't have an open look, but got a little bit too much into the grill that time of Trevor Hudgens. And they say this one was after the shot.
24-6. So the Bearcats will inbound instead of getting 3 free throws. Hudgens on the right side goes cross court left side. Dreamer left wide open, and Dreamer knocks down another 3.
They still cash in with 3 points, although I've never seen a guy get knocked down on the way down from releasing a 3-pointer and not get 3 free throws, but they get it either way.
Dreamer with 11 points. Dreamer on Tuesday went into that game as the number one free three-point shooting percentage player in the MIAA. He dropped down to 3 coming into this week, trying to regain that as he picked up his third 3 of this one. And Dreamer tonight is 3 of 3 on threes, 4 of 4 overall.
Not a bad start at all. Rebounds, no turnovers.
Not bad. 27-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right side with a dribble is Relaford. Dribbles out near the jump ball area. Gives the right side, Arthur Williams, and now to Waters. Dribbles off his foot, goes into the backboard. They say it was tipped by a Bearcat, so it is picked up by Ike Moore. Bounce pass into the lane. Birch looks to the left side, Waters through the lane to the bucket. Dreamer comes over, blocks the shot, and is picked up by Hudgens for Northwest. He hustles down the right sideline, accelerates through the lane, looks for Mascari. Low ball is tipped and will go out of bounds. It should belong to the Bearcats off to the left baseline. Now into the ball game, Luke Mostakis for the Cats. Mascari goes to the sideline. Bernard also in, and Waters to get a breather. 8:44 left, first half, 27-6. Northwest in front. Dreamer with inbound left side. Dribbles out near the elbow left. Picked up by Hoefner. Now to Hudgens out front left side. He'll drive the lane as he does. Whistle. Foul coming up on Pittsburgh State. This will go on Relaford. Relaford with his first foul.
And again, just kind of trying to not give any room at all to Trevor Hudgens that time. And the bump out there as he was driving down the lane.
Inbound Jackson off the left baseline. Top the key, Mostakis thought about the shot. Now dribbles left. Mostakis against UCM, or had, I believe, played 7 minutes in that game and ended up with 14 points. Talked about making the most of it. Now he'll launch one from out front. Got it.
And you know, it's a small sample size, but after that shot, he's 15 of 30 from three-point range this season. So the youngster finding a way to get done when he has a chance.
30-6, a great start to this game for Northwest. Waters out between the circles. Moore out to Waters in the left corner. Launches the 3 over Bernard. Misses as it goes a foot too far. Rebound, though, picked up by Moore. Leans back off the glass, and it's in. Moore off the bench with his first bucket. And it's now a 30-8 Northwest Missouri State lead. 7:43 left in the half. Stockus hands off Jackson left wing. Out front, Dreamer just about caught him by surprise, but cut it about the waist. Now Hudgens left side. Jackson left wide open. Will now dribble where he is picked up by Waters to the left baseline. Look to get it to Bernard. Throws it away. Is picked up right side. And here comes Moore to the bucket. Lays it up and in. 4 points for Moore off the bench. 30-10, Northwest Missouri State in front with 7:15 left in the first half. Hudgens met by Relaford at midcourt. Looks left side. Jackson now to Mostakis. Right side, Dreamer with a little shot fake on the Side drives and kicks it back left side. Moustakas from three-point range hits the front of the rim. Off as Dreamer fights for the rebound inside with Hoofter. They're going to call West this time for the foul, and that'll be his second. Well, we have an opportunity. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Waters into the game. Dreamer goes to the sideline after picking up his second foul. On the left side, Relaford to the top of the key. Hoofner from three-point range. A little strong rebound left side to Northwest and Trevor Hudgens. He'll take it across midcourt. Passes left wing wide open. Bernard from three-point range. It rolls in.
Diego feeling it here so far this evening. Now has 7 points, 3 of 4 from the field. And how about Trevor Hudgens? Already 5 assists in the ballgame.
33-10, Northwest Missouri State in front. Waters out front. Relaford looks left side. Moore, little shot fake, leans in, scoops the layup, misses. Rebound tipped in, is controlled by Jackson for Northwest. Here comes the Bearcats on a 5-on-4 break. Left side, Hudgens, long three in front of the Gorilla bench is good. And for Hudgens, he becomes the MIAA leader in 3 points made with 119. And that's in a single season. The closest this season is Buchanan. He has, I think, right around 82 or so. So Trevor knocking down threes at a record pace. Off of the left side, Waters takes the jumper and misses. A little bit of a collision with Moustakas, and Moustakas will pick up the foul, I believe. Instead, they're going to give this on Bernard, who is also there, but it looked like it was Luke who caused most of the collision. And this will get Dejon Waters to the free throw line. He's a 60% shooter at the free throw line. When you look at the conference totals, team totals this season, the Gorilla team really at the bottom of most of those. The one area where they're up near the top as Waters hits the first is at the free throw line. They come into this one second in the conference in free throw attempts. Now, the problem with that is they don't make that many of them. They are 12th in MIAA in free throw shooting percentage. So they get to the line, but they just don't knock down that many.
Listen, half the battle's getting there, right? You've got to have the opportunity.
That's right. Second free throw misses by Waters.
Dynamite drop in there, John Coffey, with that stat.
Fight for the rebound, though, and a foul on Northwest. This will go on Waters. That'll be Luke's first. And now the Gorillas will inbound baseline right. Quentin Hardrick back into the ball game for Coach Anderson. Looks to inbound. Gets a bounce pass left side. Finds Moore. A little shot fake up with a shot block. Goes out of bounds. Byron Alexander just entered the ball game right there. Hardrick looks to inbound. Left corner. Finds Hawkins. A couple dribbles. Now to Hoofner. Right-handed dribble. He's guarded by Waters. Expires. It goes cross-court right side with a chest pass for Moore. And hands off on the right side. Hardrick spins as he expires the dribble. Bounce pass into the lane. Shot up and in off the glass just as the shot clock sounds as Antonio Givens, who just came into the game, wide body inside, was able to post up and knock it off the glass and in. 36-13, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hudgens looks at cross court left side. Waters wide open, takes it a little too hard. High bounce off the rim. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Moore. Breaks across midcourt, left side Hardrick. Finds Moore. Now low left given. Spins left on Waters. Into length from behind was Diego Bernard, who blocks it out of bounds. There's a foul. Let's see if it goes on Diego with the block or a little bot inside with Waters. And I think it's going to go on Waters with the collision. Luke will pick up his first, rather his second now. And we do have a break in the action. 4:56 left in the half. 4:56 left. It's Northwest 36 and the Gorillas 13. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Support for today's broadcast comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment,
Ziegler carries a full line of ag machinery, including Fendt combines, tractors, and Rogators, Massey Ferguson tractors and planters, Klaus combines, and more. For more information, ZIEGLERAG.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Out of a timeout, Northwest Missouri State in front 36-13. Givens going to the free throw line. His first free throw is good. He's got 3 points coming off the bench. Antonio, a player who shoots 52% at the free throw line. Takes several dribbles, and here's his second one, and that one's good. Nothing but up. 36-15, Northwest Missouri State has the lead. Just under 5 minutes left in the first half. Hudgens across midcourt right side. He's picked up by Tyler Hawkins. Now to Abreu, checked in during the break. Drives into lane on Givens. Trying to post up. Now we'll bring it out front left side. Dreamer back out there on the wing. Alexander now to Bernard left side to the top of the key. Through the lane. Dishes baseline left for Alexander. Banks it, misses it. And rebound Givens inside for the Gorillas. Alec goes to Hardrick, into the front court, into the right side, Hawkins, on three, a little too hard. Rebound Bernard with a collision inside with Givens. Bernard controlled, takes it across midcourt, left side. Now accelerates through the lane, hooks it past to Hudgens on the right wing, thought about the three, instead drives to the right baseline. Out top the key, Abreu, he'll take the three, and he'll hit the three.
Daniel needed that one. He started out 0 of 2 this evening, 0 of 3 against Emporia State Tuesday, and we know he's a good shooter, just trying to battle through it. That was a big one there for him.
39-15, Northwest Missouri State up. Hoofner, left side, Hawkins. Now out front left, Hardrick. Runs out right side with the dribble. Through the lane he goes. Left-handed layup on the left off the glass. No, as he falls to the floor along with Bernard. And I think Diego will pick up the foul. John Hendricks, one of the officials for tonight, will make the call. That will be Diego's second foul. And this will send Hardrick to the free throw line. Tonight, the Gorillas, 5 of 6 at the line early in this one. Free throw, good.
You know, quite often we kind of go through and we typically don't mention the officials too much, although I feel like at times this year there's been some negative stuff that's, you know, we want to stay away from that. But John Hendricks is one that we've seen for a lot of years in the MIAA. Yeah. Does a fantastic job. And I know whenever we see him out there, it's one we kind of look forward to that ball game because you know it's going to be kept in check very well.
You're exactly right. He's one of the best. And there are a lot of good officials in the MIAA, and he's at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. Second free throw by Hardrick is good. And it's a 39-17 Bearcat lead. 3:47 left in the first half. It's been all Northwest tonight. Cats shooting right around 62% from the field. Meanwhile, the Gorillas shooting 25%. Hudgens between the circles, looks to the right side. Dreamer drives to the right baseline on Arthur Williams. Now to Abreu, who is picked up by Moore. Gets it to Jackson. Now Abreu to the right baseline. Drives, 7 on the shot clock. Up with the shot, stripped out of his hands. It's on the baseline underneath the bucket and a whistle. And do we have a timeout here? I believe or a foul here. They're going to call the foul on Abreu, who is reaching over trying to strip the ball away from R.J. Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence kind of took that one away right on the baseline there in front of Alexander, doubled over in front of him. And Daniel tried to reach over and try to pull that one away and get him tied up. They're going to say it was a reach-in foul, and that'll be number 2 on Daniel.
He goes to the sideline. Mostakas back into the game as R.J. Lawrence goes to the free throw line. And he misses the free throw. Fight for the rebound as Givens came down with it. And a foul looks to go on Givens as Givens will pick up his first foul. 3:20 left. We're in the first half. Northwest Missouri State in front 39-17. Hudgens across midcourt, the bounce pass right side, Jackson out between the circles. Mascari looks on the left side. Hudgens once again to the left baseline. High post left, Alexander, quick pass to Hudgens on the left sideline. Trying to work a screen by Alexander, steps back, takes the three, rims around and out, and the rebound inside, pulled away by Bobby Arthur Williams. On the fast break, Lawrence, now to Arthur Williams, bounce pass, in lane given, spins left on Moustakas, leans in, misses too hard, fight for the board, and is controlled by Wes Dreamer. Again, doing a great job on the defensive boards tonight. 39-17, Northwest, 2:41 left in the first half. Hudgens met out front by Hawkins, dribbles right side, behind the back with the dribble, through the lane. Lobs it in the left corner, Moustakas, now to Hudgens, back left side, shot clock at 10, as Hudgens drives, go bump from behind, and this will go on, Tyler Hawkins picking up his first. Hawkins having a word with one of the officials here tonight.
I think Wes Dreamer might have got poked in the eye there at some point during that play, kind of doubled over at that dead ball, and still trying to work things out. He's speaking with John Hendricks, the official over there.
That last foul on the gorilla is the sixth team foul, so Northwest will inbound baseline left as Byron Alexander looks to trigger it in. Lobs it all the way out near the jump ball circle as it's pulled down by Dreamer. Dribbles with the left hand to the left baseline. Now hands off to Jackson, who slips but keeps his dribble. He brings it out to the top of the key. Dreamer left wide open. Rims around it now. Rebound Alexander in the block off the left side. Goes cross court into the right side. There's a Moustakas with a three-pointer. Nothing but net. Moustakas knocks down the three. And Northwest Missouri State in front 42-17. They come down. Hudgens will pick up a foul on defense there. And this will send Ike Moore to the free throw line. One-on-one opportunity for Moore at the line. Northwest has been whistled for a 10 team foul, so it might be a two-shot foul here as they come over to check the scorer's table. Moore breathing deeply, getting ready to go for the free throws. It looks like he's gassed just a bit.
Yeah, the Bearcats have really made Pitt work throughout this first half. The Cats shooting 59% from the field, 8 of 17 from three-point range, and not quite the same luck on the other end. Pitt's just 24%.
Moore going to the line as he'll be shooting a couple instead of the one-and-one, and the first one misses too hard. Moore's got 4 points coming off the bench. It's his first free throw attempt of the night. Takes another deep breath. And the second one is good. So a good trip off the bench for Ike Moore. He goes to the sideline as Hardrick back in. And Moore just looked gassed as he goes over to the sideline here. 42-18, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 2 minutes left in the first half. Dreamer off the right side. Gets it to Jackson. Now to Moustakas out between the circles. He's knocked down a couple threes in this first half. Hands off left for Hudgens on the baseline. Back to Moustakas to Hudgens off the left wing. He'll bring it back out near midcourt. Northwest spread things out with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here comes Hudgens behind the back with the dribble to the free throw line. Down the lane left. Looks into left corner. Jackson saves the inbounds to Dreamer as he puts up the shot and misses as the shot clock sounds.
You know, that ball going out, Jackson kept it alive and gave him a chance, and Dreamer at least put it in the general direction of the hoop and got off the rim. But regardless, that one was a little bit late off West fingertips.
Yeah. Almost a miraculous shot there. But 42-18, Northwest has the lead. A minute and a half left in this first half. Hardrick goes low post left. Givens lost the handle on it and is picked up by Alexander in the lane. Now to Hudgens. Cats in this first half from our left to our right. Hudgens accelerates down the lane, gets caught up in the air, kicks it out front. Moustakas wide open, rims around and out. Rebound Dreamer back through the left side. Hudgens thought about the three. Instead holds on to it. And will dribble left side past Hardrick to the bucket. Now instead kicks it right side for Dreamer. Dreamer at the elbow off the right. Bit of a mismatch there as he dribbles down the lane left. Ball knocked loose, though. He's on the floor near the elbow and is stripped out of his hands and finally controlled by Givens. Out it goes left side, Lawrence. Lawrence lobs it left for Hawkins. Hawkins to the left baseline, steps back just inside the arc, takes the jumper, rims around, and in. Hawkins with his first bucket of the game. He averages about 8 a contest. He had 10 against the Bearcats in the first meeting. Moustakas off the right side, takes it in the lane, spins right side, banks it, and hits it. Nice post-up move by Moustakas. And 8 points off the bench for Luke. Down the floor on the left side with, in a hurry is Hawkins. Now finds Hardrick. 20 seconds left in the first half. He just holds it on the left side as the Gorillas look for the last shot. Down 44-20. 13 seconds left in the half. Left side goes to Hawkins. Off left, takes it to the top of the key. Now we'll drive on Moustakas into the right corner. There's Bobby Arthur Williams from three-point range, and that is his first three of the game as the buzzer sounds. He's got 5 points going to the locker room at halftime. But the Bearcats up 44-23 as they lead Pittsburgh State. We'll be back. We have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to 4 each Saturday. Appointments can be scheduled online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com.
And welcome back to Pittsburgh, Kansas. John Lance Arena. We're at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Pittsburgh State 44-23 as the Bearcats bouncing back after a tough loss on Tuesday against Emporia State. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, the defensive intensity Northwest faces tonight, nothing like what they saw against Emporia State on Tuesday, but you still have to like the way the Bearcats have moved the ball around offensively today.
Yeah, I think the Bearcats also changing things up just a bit, too, and trying to spread out the floor a little bit and give some of those opportunities for Trevor to, from the very get-go, go ahead and attack. But, yeah, Northwest has been on the attack. They've been the aggressor throughout this entire first half and had Pittsburgh State back on their heels. So, you know, offensively, defensively, the Bearcats have really been getting after it.
44-23, Northwest up at halftime. Earlier tonight, it was the Pittsburgh State women with a 66-62 win over Northwest. When we come back, now we'll be joined by Austin Meyer, the head coach of the Bearcats, to talk about that game. That's coming up in 2 minutes. Back after this 2 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Nottoway Valley Bank has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at UnitedFiber.com.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
We're at halftime of the Northwest men's game. The Bearcats in front 44-23. In our first game of the evening, the Northwest Missouri State women fell 66-62 to Pittsburgh State here at John Lance Arena. We're joined by head coach Austin Meyer. Coach, played well overall for the most part, defensively especially, but you look at it, just a tough shooting third quarter. Got it done at the free throw line for the most part there, but ultimately not get some shots to fall there, and that kind of comes back around with that four-point loss.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously a tough place to play, good team, but we just felt like we just had, you know, we had some mental mistakes in the game, and I thought we got to good spots a lot of times with good matchups. You know, I thought we had it in there 1-2 feet that we just weren't able to power through and finish when we had a size advantage. We missed, felt like we missed a lot of easy ones. We were 12 of 19 from the free throw line, which isn't great. And, you know, we just didn't do enough things to win the game. And, you know, we're right there late again. We just didn't finish.
Well, at 1.2, we're watching it, and you're 10 of 12 of the free throw line. Like, oh, man, this is the night. Everything kind of works and just ultimately didn't work out. But you look at it, Tristan Gegg finishes with 18 points. But you kind of expected her to jack up a lot more shots. She didn't have a ton of openings. Sydney Crane was held in check. But Jamie Jackson was able to come out and have a good night.
Yeah, she killed us. She played great. You know, we did a good job on Gegg. We made her put it on the floor, and she made some tough twos, but we took her three away. You know, Jackson, we started Jana off on her, and Jana did a pretty good job on her, but they did a good job of setting ball screens and getting switches, and Jackson took advantage of the mismatch, and she was locked in. She played great, really good player. You know, what we did, we had, I think, a 9-2 lead early in that game, and we just gave them. We sat off. Jackson hit a three. We weren't up, I think, on the one Gegg hit, and we just, you know, we gave him 6 points in a game where we had a lead, and you felt like, man, we can kind of stretch this, and then you let them stay in the game, and they get some life, and they made plays. They're a good team. They get downhill quick, and they drive hard, and we just didn't do a good enough job defensively.
And, of course, the road trip doesn't get any easier. Missouri Southern coming up on Saturday, a team that had good success these last couple of years, though, against Missouri Southern and playing in Joplin, so a chance to go in there, but that should be another tough MIAA battle.
Yeah, they're playing as good as anybody in the country right now. Really good team. They got size. Their freshman point guard's really good. They got shooting. They got it all, so it's going to be a huge challenge, and we're going to have to play a lot better than we did today if we're going to have a chance to win the game.
How much of a coaching challenge is it to go from what you've seen this four games of Western to Emporia to Pittsburgh State, then going into Southern, just the different styles and the sizes as well?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, what we try to do, obviously we watch a ton of film, but we want to try to make sure we simplify it to the kids so that they're not overthinking things. And so, yeah, it's different styles, like you said. You know, a team that does a lot of different things defensively last night, and then a team that pretty much stays home tonight on shooters and stuff. So, you know, it was a lot of one-on-one, get to the paint. And then, you know, Southern's a team that we've been in the past, we've been able to get switches on and take advantage. So, yeah, a lot of different styles, and it's a tough road stretch here, and, you know, hopefully we can rebound on Saturday.
Coach, thanks for the time. We will talk to you again here in a couple days.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach, joining us here at halftime. The Bearcat women fall 66-62, but once again, they'll be playing in Joplin on Saturday against Missouri Southern. As for the Northwest men, they're in front 44-23 here at the break. We will take a timeout. John Coffey will be back with your halftime stats.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesstjoe.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seed has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb, Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at championshipmotorsllc.com. Also from Northwest L on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest L offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Northwest Missouri State in front of Pittsburgh State, 44-23, as we're at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Looking at the totals, first of all, for Northwest, 58% from the field throughout much of that. They're right around the 62% mark. They're shooting 18-31, 8 of 18 from three-point range, and they've yet to shoot a free throw in this one. Pittsburgh State, on the other hand, shooting 30%, 7-23, 1 of 7 on threes, and 8 of 11 at the free throw line for 73% there. Northwest Missouri State rebounding, out-rebounding the Gorillas 17-12. For Northwest, 5 turnovers, 6 for Pittsburgh State. And individually for the Bearcats, a couple players in double figures. Wes Dreamer with 11, Trevor Hutchins also with 11. Luke Mostakis off the bench with 8 points, including knocking down a couple of threes. Pittsburgh State, no one within range of double figures right now. Their leading scorer is Bobby Arthur Williams. He has 5 points. Also, Ike Moore off the bench with 5, and that's been primarily the offense for the Gorillas as the Bearcats are up here at halftime, 44-23. We'll be back and ready for our second half in just a moment. But first, before we even go to the next break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the lead over Pittsburgh State. Back to get ready for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More online at millendinsdaleseed.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services and upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. And from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Support also comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph. Also, from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
20 minutes to go, Northwest Missouri State. The first 20 minutes playing about as well as you could hope. 44-23, Northwest Missouri State has the lead, getting ready for the second half. Some other MIAA games from around the area tonight. At halftime, Fort Hays up on Rogers State, 35-31. Also, second half just underway. It's Washburn having their way with Lincoln, 43-26. Missouri Southern, the next opponent for the Bearcats, up on Missouri Western, 42-34. That's about 5 minutes into the second half in that matchup. Also, Nebraska Kearney leading Northeastern State, 53-50, midway through the second half as well. Again, here, Northwest Missouri State up 44-23. Yeah, second half just underway. The grill is going from our left to our right in the second half. Hoofner out front with one dribble. Gets it to Arthur Williams. Into the right corner. Ball through the hands of Hardrick and goes out of bounds. An unforced error for Pittsburgh State. And the Bearcats will take it from our right to our left. Bernard, Hudgens, Abreu, Dreamer and Waters on the floor to start the second half. That's the five that started this game. Dreamer off the left side. Alley-oop going for Bernard just a little bit off, but Bernard tips it to Waters. Back out to Dreamer. Now to Hudgens. Almost a fantastic alley-oop, but unfortunately didn't quite go. But Hudgens will take a three out front off the front of the rim, though. And chasing the long rebound was Hudgens right in front of the Bearcat bench off the right side. Dribbles down the lane. Now it gets it to Abreu. Quick little pass underneath for Waters, and it will go off of Hardrick out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. Diego Bernard, who picked up a couple early fouls, sat on the bench for a little bit. He'll inbound out near the jump ball circle for Abreu. Dribbles high post right side. Picked up by Arthur Williams, takes it into the lane. Fadeaway jumper from 8 feet. Short rebound goes out, or the ball goes out of bounds, and it belonged to Pittsburgh State. Second half just underway, 44-23, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Quentin Hardrick will take it across midcourt left side. Now dribbles between the circles, drives past Bernard to the bucket, lays it up and in. Hardrick with 4 points. And it's a 44-25 Northwest Missouri State lead. Hudgens with a bounce pass left side. Now whistle. And I think we're going to, well, it looks like we've got an interplayer. Bobby Arthur Williams was kind of bent over in the lane and looks to be in pain. And one of the officials here decides to stop the play and have the athletic training staff from Pittsburgh State tend to the interplayer. And now they're also going over to the sideline. I think maybe a little bit of question, too, about the shot clock right now as well, as they're going over to talk at the scorer's table and review the monitor. 18:46 left. We're in the second half, 44-25. Northwest Missouri State in front of Pittsburgh State. Now the officials go to both sides. They're going to leave the shot clock at 23. And come back out onto the floor. You know, you can take the Bearcat Radio Network with you wherever you go with the Bearcat Public Media app. Download it on any iOS or Android device. And you can hit the play button to hear all the action. You can also pause it and sync it up with the video feed of the game as well. Very easy way to listen to our broadcast as well as watch it on the MIAA network if that's how you follow Bearcats as well. You can download that Bearcat Public Media app today. Bearcats with it off the inbound. Right side Dreamer takes it into the lane, spins into a double team. Ball stripped on the baseline by Hardrick, goes out of bounds. And now foul coming up on Dreamer trying to get that ball right back. And that will be Wes's third foul, I believe it is. So West picks up his third. It's red hot to start this game with 11 points early in the first half. 44-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hardrick out between the circles with the dribble down the right side to the baseline. This is low left for Arthur Williams. Now left is Hawkins. Hawkins, the left corner, bounce pass low, and a whistle and a foul. Arthur Williams trying to post up with Abreu, and Daniel will pick up his third foul. So a couple players in foul trouble early in this second half. Dreamer and now Abreu. Inbound Hoefner from Hardrick. Hoefner posting up with Dreamer into the lane, up with a shot, and another whistle and a foul coming up, and this will go on at Dreamer, and that will be Wes's fourth foul. So this will get Mostakis off the bench and getting ready to come into the ballgame. Hoefner will shoot a couple. A 77% shooter at the free throw line. Came into this game 43 of 56. And hits the first free throw as Mostakis comes in. Here's the second, and that one's good as well. So Hoefner 4-4 at the free throw line. Full court pressure out of the made free throw as the Bearcats will handle this. Hudgens at midcourt for Bernard. Dribbles on the left side to the left wing. Through the lane. Spins left. Dishes left side. There's Mostakis from three-point range. A little bit too hard. Long rebound chased into the corner off the left side by Hawkins. He'll break it right in front of us, and now we'll take it across the 10-second line to the top of the key. Steps up. Takes the jumper. Just inside the arc. Nothing but up. Hawkins with 4 points. We've got a timeout by the Bearcats. 17:44 left in the game. It's Northwest Missouri State 44 and Pittsburgh State 29. Bearcats yet to score in this second half. Back with more right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Recovering from a sports injury, surgery, or accident is hard. Tiffany Care Centers Rehab offers one-on-one individualized speech, occupational, and physical therapy to help patients get back on their feet. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with the service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information, Tri-State Ford Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Northwest facing 1-2-2 full court pressure as Hudgens at midcourt gets it to Bernard off the right side. Pittsburgh State right now on a 9-0 run going back to the first half, a 12-2 run over to the last 4:29 of this game. Now a foul as Lawrence will pick up the foul. Bearcats trying to get it inside there, and now Bernard will inbound right in front of the Bearcat bench. The inbound comes to Hudgens. Out near midcourt, looking at man-to-man defense out of Pittsburgh State. Mostakis off the left wing, hands off for Isaiah Jackson, who checked in during that timeout. Hudgens right side, back to Waters, drives the lane, spins, got in the lane, kicks it back out top for Bernard. Four on the shot clock. Diego steps back, takes the three with a high arching shot, nothing but net. Second three of the game for Diego. And for Diego, 10 points tonight. Hardrick drives the bucket underneath, kicks it, and throws it right to Diego Bernard. One on three. Diego through the lane. Now left side, Hudgens wide open. Three is no good. It's the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound inside, and it's controlled by now Hawkins, and a foul on Jackson as Hawkins tried to bring it out. Isaiah Jackson will pick up his first.
You know, the three-point shot there from Hudgens was missed, but the communication there and just knowing where they're going to be out on the floor. Bernard didn't even see Trevor Hudgens, but did a little crow hop and went up and turned. And as he went up, just kind of turned and threw the ball to right where Trevor was going to be. Just the way these guys play, always on the same page. It's so fun to watch.
50-29, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. R.J. Lawrence, left side for Arthur Williams, drives the lane, misses the shot, and a foul on the floor. That's one to go on, Northwest. Mostakis picks up his first foul. Fourth team foul on the Bearcats early in this second half. Inbound, low left side. Arthur Williams, a little shot fake on Mostakis, leans in and windmills it with his left hand up and in. 7 points. That equals the total he had against the Bearcats back on the 3rd of January at Bearcat Arena. 47-31, Northwest up. Mostakis on the left side, hands off for Bernard, right in front of us now to the near the jump ball circle for Hudgens. Spins past Arthur Williams through the lane into the right corner. Mostakis open from three-point range, nothing but net. Mostakis with his third three of this game. Out front, Arthur Williams dribbles to the free throw line, through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up and in. 50-33, Northwest has the lead. Just under 16 minutes left in the game. Out front between the circles, Mostakis, right side Bernard. Near midcourt, the pass, Hudgens gets a screen by Waters. Left wing, Mostakis to the top of the key. Hands off Bernard, but a strip loose by Hardrick. Right in front of us, and the ball is tipped in. We'll go out of bounds off of Bobby Arthur Williams.
You know, kind of that presence. You got great players around you. Trevor Hudgens there on the floor. John Coffey just behind him. He knew that there was some good Bearcat defense around.
Isaiah Jackson will inbound just to our left. Off the left side of this floor. Out front on the left goes Hudgens. Drives to the left baseline. Spins in the lane. Caught up in the air. Dishes in left corner. Mostakis back to Hudgens left wing. Rise through the lane and a reach around foul coming up on Tyler Hawkins. That'll be his second. Second team foul on the Gorillas in the second half, so Northwest will inbound baseline left. Bernard will toss it off the back of a Gorilla and then go up with a shot. No, but play hadn't started yet, so we'll inbound again. Diego looks to inbound and gets it in left corner, but is stripped loose by Hardrick out of bounds. So after that, we'll try it again. Third time's the charm, right?
That's right.
Diego, baseline left, inbound to Jackson. Guarded by Lawrence. Dribbles low left side, top of the key, Waters left open. Takes the three, rims around and out, and Arthur Williams with the rebound. Pushes it down the floor, through the lane, to the bucket. Left-handed layup, no. As Jackson comes down with the board, he is kind of wrapped around and thrown to the standard underneath the bucket. And Quentin Hardrick will pick up the foul. That's number one on Hardrick. 50-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. There was a 44-23 game at halftime. 15 minutes left from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Bernard into the front court. Now to Mostakis between the circles. Hands off Hudgens. As he's guarded by Hawkins. Dribbles left. Now through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in as he just went right through the Gorilla defense. 13 points for Trevor. Down the other end, there's Bobby Arthur Williams off the fast break, laying it up and in. 52-35 Northwest. 14:30 left in this game. Hudgens, bounce pass, left wing, Bernard to the top. Mostakis, right side, Jackson. Now out front, Waters. Looks left, Bernard, dribbles to the top of the key now. Will accelerate down the lane left as he goes past Arthur Williams. A little bit of a hand check, and Arthur Williams will pick up foul number one tonight. And with 14:13 left in the game, breaking the action, Northwest Missouri State 52 and Pittsburgh State 35. Back to Pittsburgh, Kansas, right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512 or insurewithnick.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sureag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxson and the Sureag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sureag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Isaiah Jackson will inbound out of a timeout off the left baseline, lobs it out front, and it's picked up by Diego Bernard. Bounce pass low right for Waters, banks it up and in. Luke back into the ballgame after picking up a couple fouls in the first half. There banks it up and in, and it's a 54-35 Northwest Missouri State lead. R.J. Lawrence out front, Hoofner right side to Hardrick. Low post right for Arthur Williams. Into lane, left-handed shot, hits the back of the rim, in front of the rim, and then in. Grills looking to go more inside to Arthur Williams in this second half. 54-37 Northwest up with 13:40 left in the game. Bernard out between the circles. Guarded by Tyler Hawkins, dribbles left, looks at right side with the pass, high post right for Waters. Now through the lane is Diego Bernard as he falls to the floor, tripped just a bit as he went going through the lane. And this foul on the Grills. Cameron Hoofner picks up foul number 2. And again, the Bearcats inbound baseline left. Out front, Jackson. They give him some room out front. He surveys the scene, dribbles to the right side. Now to the right baseline, trying to post up with Lawrence. Spins past him to the bucket, lays it up off the glass and in. Nice strong move to the bucket by Isaiah Jackson. 4 points tonight for Isaiah. 56-37 Northwest. Lawrence, cross court, left side. Hardrick, top of the key, through the lane. The drive misses the shot, but is fouled as he went up with it inside. This will go on Jackson, number 2 on Isaiah. Hardrick to the line. 2 of 2 from there tonight. 75% shooter. This is the first. Moore back in. Also, Deion Waters coming in. Hoofner goes to the sideline. Also, Arthur Williams, free throw good by Hardrick. 56-38, Northwest Missouri State has the lead. 13 minutes left in the game. Hudgens into the front court off the left side. Goes cross court right side, Waters. Gets some help by Bernard, who steps out, takes the pass to the right wing. Jackson dribbles to the right baseline. He's guarded by Antonio Givens, left side, Waters. Dribbles to the free throw line, stops. Baseline left, Isaiah Jackson, now left wing for Moustakas. Takes the three, misses. Bernard trying to leap high for the rebound. Hardrick came down with it, but a foul coming up. And this will go on Pittsburgh State. And Hardrick will pick up his second foul. 16th foul, both teams with 16 fouls in this second half. Bernard looks to inbound out front, left side, Jackson. Out between the circles. Again, they give him a lot of room out on the perimeter. Dribbles to the left baseline. Now to Hudgens. Squares up off the left side. Takes the three. Misses it. Rebound off the right of the bucket to Hardrick. He'll take it across midcourt right side from our left to our right. Out front, Arthur Williams. Now to the left side. Hardrick takes the jumper from 16. Good. 7 points for Hardrick. 56-40. Northwest with the lead. Hudgens slowly brings it across midcourt. So he's met by Hawkins. Now to Jackson. Back to Hutchins at the right elbow. Cross court left side, Moustakas. Bounce pass inside the arc. Left for Jackson. Dribbles down low on Antonio Givens. Givens a little more size than Jackson. Out front, right side, Waters. Drives right at the lane. Right corner. Jumper put up and missed from the right side by Jackson. Rebound on the baseline. And a foul coming up. This will go on Northwest.
And right now, John, we see the Bearcats shot 58% in the first half, 5 of 13 so far in the second half. And you wonder, too, you know, we saw Missouri Western Saturday, Emporia State Tuesday, both of those hard-fought games, the rivalry matchup with Missouri Western, two on top of it. Still have Missouri Southern left to go. You just wonder if fatigue plays a role as you get late in this ball game as far as legs go, to where, you know, you hope the 16-point lead's secure and you can kind of finish off this final 11-43, but might not be as pretty as those first 20 minutes.
Moustakas picks up the foul as he's fighting for the rebound with Bobby Arthur Williams. And Arthur Williams goes to the line and knocks down his first free throw attempt tonight. He's a 67% shooter at the free throw line. Both of these teams played earlier this week. It was Pittsburgh State defeating Central Missouri Monday night in Warrensburg, 71-68. Second free throw misses by Arthur Williams and goes out of bounds. And for Northwest, of course, losing in their matchup with Emporia State on Tuesday. Grillo's, though, with an extra day of rest. 56-41, Northwest has the lead with 11:42 left. Full court pressure out of the Grillo's, which Northwest breaks it. Isaiah Jackson down the lane left with the dribble. And we'll bring it back out front. A dribble between the circles. Drives right in the lane. As he does, he's bumped. And a foul on Pittsburgh State. Givens with foul number two. Givens, a 6'9", 260-pound graduate student out of Columbus, Ohio, on a transfer from Kent State. Isaiah going to the line for the first time tonight. Isaiah, 69% shooter this year. And his free throw is good. 5 points for Isaiah coming off the bench tonight. Yes, look, Daniel Brayu getting a start today. Stock is getting quite a bit of playing time today, though, coming off the bench. Second free throw good by Isaiah. 58-41, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Hardrick across the timeline. Out between the circles, finds Hoefner off the right side. Hands off for Hawkins. Through the lane he goes. The little runner from 14 is good. 6 points for Hawkins. Came in averaging about 8 points a game. Getting the full court pressure out of the Gorillas. Hudgens dribbles through it. Right side on the wing, Bernard. He was picked up by Ike Moore. Diego dribbles left. Down the lane he goes underneath the bucket. Finds trailing the play. Isaiah Jackson will lay it up and in. That was a pretty play to watch. 60-43 Northwest. Just under 11 minutes left. Hardrick out between the circles. Givens now high post left. Hands off Hoefner down the lane left as he tries to back in. Diego Bernard knocks the ball away on the floor, picks it up, gets it to Moustakas. Now to Hudgens. Hudgens through the lane. Into left corner, Jackson. Left wing is Waters left open. It rims around and out. Hoefner with the rebound for the Gorillas. Hand off to Hardrick down the left sideline for the scorer's table to the left wing. Cass getting back quickly on defense. Tyler Hawkins out front right side. Takes the pass from Hardrick and dribbles with the left hand to the left elbow. Spins in the lane now. Fadeaway jumper. Banks it and hits it. And it's a 60-45 Bearcat lead. Just under 10 minutes left. Isaiah Jackson into the front court off the left side. Northwest milking the clock just a bit as Isaiah dribbles to the top of the key now. Ambles over right side, takes it to the free throw line, through the lane, looks, bounce pass low right side for Waters, a little shot fake, then up with it off the glass and good. A little shot fake, was able to get Ike Moore up in the air as he went by. Luke had the easy bucket.
And that time Waters running the baseline, Moore fell down, so trying to recover, just jumped a little prematurely there, and easy bucket.
62-45 Northwest, Moore with a left wing three, got it. And for Moore, that's his third three-pointer this season. It's a 62-48 lead for the Bearcats. Jackson out to the top of the key. Dribbles off to the left side. Givens gives him some room as Jackson will go right sideline. Finds Moustakas to the top of the key. Hutchins. A little shot fake and then the drive and a foul. This will go on Tyler Hawkins, number three on Tyler. And with 8:53 left of the game, it's Northwest 62, Pittsburgh State 48, a break in the action. And we'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat Athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, promoting Show Me Zero, a plan to eliminate fatalities and injuries on Missouri roads. Encouraging drivers to buckle up, put the phone down, slow down, and don't drive impaired. For more, visit SaveMoLives.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has four locations in St. Joseph.
Welcome back to John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas, 62-48. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead with 8:53 left. Hudgens fouled before the timeout by Tyler Hawkins. That was the 18th foul on Pittsburgh State. And Hudgens at the line shooting a 1-1 opportunity. It's the front end. 14 points for Trevor tonight. Just his first free throw. So he comes into this game averaging 91% at the free throw line. It's the second as well. He's a top free throw shooter in Division II basketball coming into tonight's action. Out front, Hoofner looks left side more. Low left, Givens posting up on Abreu. Misses the shot. Rims around and out. Abreu clears the rebound, but a foul inside, and this will go on Pittsburgh State and Antonio Givens, who picks up his third, fighting for that board with Abreu.
More free throws here on the way for the Bearcats, and really a balanced offensive night when you look at it right now. Four different guys in double figures. Isaiah Jackson 2 points away from Ed joining that group too. And Northwest shooting 53% as a team. A solid night again. One of those legs are wearing on you, but the Bearcats still keep coming.
Hudgens right back to the free throw line. 15 points tonight for Trevor. Make it 16 as he hits the first. And while we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Second free throw by Trevor, also good, 66-48 Northwest. Hardrick off the right wing between the circles finds R.J. Lawrence, who's, again, coming off a career high over Central Missouri, 20 points on Monday. Feeds low inside. Hoofner will lay it up and in. And it's a 66-50 game, Northwest with the lead. Hudgens across midcourt on the right side. Dribbles right, looks, and I guess it on the right with Jackson. Tries to the baseline, into a double team, out of it. Out front, high post on the right side of Abreu. Now to Diego Bernard, driving the lane with the right-handed layup. 12 points for Diego, 68-50. Northwest, just under 8 minutes left in the game. Hardrick out top, looks with the chest pass right side, Lawrence. Lawrence has been held scoreless tonight. Dribbles down the lane left. This is baseline left for Moore. Cutting through, misses the shot, but is fouled. And this will go on Isaiah Jackson, number four on Jackson. Got a timeout, 7:42 left. Northwest Missouri State 68, Pittsburgh State 50. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media App.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. The credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services to the area for over 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Out of a timeout, Pittsburgh State with it. More earlier had knocked down one of two free throws, a miss by the Bearcats, and the Grills out front. Lawrence looks off the left side. Wide open is Arthur Williams, and he drains the three right in front of the Pittsburgh State bench. He has 17 points, and it's a 68-54 lead for the Bearcats with 7:04 left in this one. And we're in Pittsburgh, Kansas at Lance Arena. On the right side, Isaiah Jackson out front right. Diego Bernard behind the back with the dribble on Hardrick. Goes to the elbow right side to the right wing. Bounce pass low right. Waters posting up inside with Ike Moore into double team. Finds Jackson cutting through the lane. Spins. Shot rolls off the rim and the rebound put away by Moore. Down the left sideline. Who has Lawrence. Dribbles in front of the bench. Almost loses it right in front of his head coach, Kim Anderson. Now to the left baseline, the runner good, and a foul. Lawrence with his first bucket tonight, knocked to the floor and fouled off that runner off the left baseline. Diego will pick up foul number three. Dreamer, who picked up his fourth foul early in this half, back into the game. Abreu goes to the sideline. R.J. Lawrence on Monday against UCM was 7 of 9 from the field, 4-4 on threes, but he's not been much of a factor offensively in this one. As R.J. hits his free throw, makes it a traditional three-point trip down the floor, and a 68-57 Northwest Missouri State lead. Lawrence with 3 points tonight. Off of the right side, Hudgens in front of the Bearcat bench, and now the scores table. Waters steps out, takes the pass near midcourt. Hudgens again, holding it left side, dribbles down the lane left, chest pass out front left, Dreamer dribbles to the left wing, cross court right side, pass Bernard to the right baseline, drives on Arthur Williams through the lane, into a double team, Rufner comes away with the ball, but a foul, this will go on Bobby Arthur Williams, his second, as Bernard and Arthur Williams collided when Diego took it through the lane. 12 points tonight for Diego on 5 of 7 shooting. It's also 2 of 3 on threes. He has 6 rebounds, 3 steals, 3 assists. Just a typical Diego Bernard night.
He knows how to fill up a stat sheet.
He certainly does, and knocks down one more free throw. 69-57 Northwest. Another one's up, and it's good. 70-57, Bearcats in front. R.J. Lawrence picks up the ball at midcourt. Dribbles left side. Now to Arthur Williams. Ball stripped loose. It rolls to the baseline and out of bounds off of Waters, who went diving after but just couldn't pick up that rolling basketball as it just out of his reach. So the Gorillas inbound. Baseline left. Moore. Quick inbound. Hufner off the left baseline. He's posting up with Dreamer. Spins left. Pass Dreamer with the shot. Misses it. And a foul coming up on West. That should be number five. So Dreamer will go over to the sideline. West not happy about that call.
That was a tough one, too, for West. It looked like he stayed straight up underneath the bucket, but it's one of those. The whistle goes against him. That'll end his night.
They'll go to the sideline. Byron Alexander into the game as Hoefner goes right back to the free throw line. Hoefner 4-4 at the line tonight. He also has three rebounds and a total of 8 points. His first free throw on the way here is good. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Palms, making its return this spring. The Palms will feature a new bar and grill menu, also a new dining area, new ownership. But the same Maryville tradition, the Palms reopening in March. Second free throw, Hoefner good as well, as Hoefner goes into double figures. Here's full court pressure out of the grill as Bearcats will break the press into the front court and left side, Isaiah Jackson. Out between the circles and finds out front left, Hudgens. Working a screen by Waters. Left side, Alexander to the baseline, open, lays it up off the glass and good. Byron Alexander, his first bucket tonight, 72-59 Northwest. Out top is Arthur Williams. Between the circles is Lawrence. Lobs the pass over toward the left sideline where it's picked up by Tyler Hawkins, who now accelerates through the lane. The bucket, the fadeaway runner, no, as Jackson clears it away for Northwest and the rebound. Just over 5 minutes left in the game. It's been all Northwest tonight. Bearcats are led by as many as 26 points, rebounding after that tough loss on Tuesday to Emporia State. Hudgens backpedals with the dribble near midcourt. Cats trying to run a little bit of clock here. Off the left wing, left baseline, Alexander. Posting up with Arthur Williams. Into lane, dribbles passing man, misses the shot off the glass. Hoefner clears the rebound. And an outlet goes Hawkins on the fast break. Free throw line, bounce pass, left side, Lawrence. A long three with the lefty, it's good. Arches it over Waters. That was a tough shot by Lawrence. It dropped down, and it's a 72-62 game. A 10-point contest after Northwest led earlier in this half by 26. It's Northwest 72 and Pittsburgh State 62. 4:28 left. We'll be back right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with the service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information, tristateFordMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving the area for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, Facebook.com/PittsBodyShop.
Back at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas. It's a 10-point game. Northwest up 72-62. Kind of a similar feel to the first meeting back at Bearcat Arena, where Northwest had a fairly substantial lead in the second half. Only seemed to be a 10-point game at the end, as Northwest won that matchup 74-64. Here they're up 72-62. 4:17 left. Hudgens with it into the front court left side. Gets it right for Waters. Down the lane he goes. Gets caught from the air. Finds Alexander through the lane. Spins left and is... Hit off the left side up around the neck or so as he tried to spin around in a foul. Almost a clothesline there for a moment by Bobby Arthur Williams, who picks up his third foul, getting Byron Alexander to the free throw line. Alexander's first trip to the line tonight, and this one rattles around and out. Byron this year, 62% shooter at the line. Comes in averaging nearly 5 points a game. And here's the second one. Short off the front of the rim. Waters tips it, trying to keep it alive, but it's controlled by Pittsburgh State. R.J. Lawrence to the top of the key. Dribbles left side. Down the lane. Ball stripped from behind and a foul. This should go on Hudgens, I think, as he went around Hudgens. And Trevor just reached around, poked the ball away, but will pick up his first foul.
Boy, that first half, Pittsburgh State, 7 of 23 from the field. But so far here in the second, 82% from the field. And they've clawed their way back in it.
They have. It's a 10-point game. A chance to cut it to single digits here as Lawrence's free throw rims around and in.
It's that friendly roll from the home rims there.
Lawrence 2 at 3 at the free throw line, 7 points total. Lefty, and another one good. He has 8 points after getting off to not really even shooting the ball much throughout this game until the last maybe 3 or 4 minutes. An 8-point game, single digits after Northwest was up by 26. Across the timeline goes Hudgens, being chased out front by Tyler Hawkins. Man-to-man defense out of the Gorillas. Trevor dribbles right side. Sets up, will take the three, nothing but net.
You know, they're playing so well, the one thing you can't do is allow Trevor Hudgens to get open, and boy, they did it, and Hawkins threw his hands in the air and said, where's my help?
75-64, big three by Trevor, 3:42 left in this game. We'll be back. Have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main and Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with the service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information, tristateFordMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at KingCityLumber.com.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Pittsburgh State down the timeout. Hoofner in the block left side, leans in, misses the shot, but was fouled going up with it. And this is Luke Waters' third foul as Hoofner goes back to the free throw line. 6 of 6 at the line tonight. He's 2 of 4 from the field, but knocking down some free throws here. He's got 2 coming this time with 3:27 left. And this free throw off the front of the rim, his first miss at the line tonight. 75-64, Northwest Missouri State in front. Mike Moore going to the sideline. Bobby Arthur Williams in. Another free throw by the right-hander from Australia. It's good. 10-point game once again. Northwest up 75-65. 3.5 minutes left. Hudgens looking at full court pressure. Dribbles right side. And mild pressure at that as he'll take it across midcourt. Dribbling off the nose of the Gorilla logo at midcourt. Will dribble right side. And now to the right wing. And back out. Just over 3 minutes left of the game. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Hudgens drives to the right baseline. Lost the handle on it. Picked up by Arthur Williams to Hardrick. Again, this Gorilla team a chance to cut it to single digits with 2:56 left. Dribbling out the right side. Lawrence and a strip loose by Hudgens. Picked up by Waters. Now to Hudgens on a breakaway to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses it. Blocked by Hardrick. And it's picked up off the left side by Lawrence. Into the front court left side. Now drives. Falls to the floor. A reach and foul on Northwest. And this will go on. Luke Waters will pick up his fourth foul.
And Coach Mack, beside himself there on the sideline, thought that Trevor fell on one end with that layup. They don't get it, but then Waters called for the foul, trying to shoot the ball loose on the other end.
Lawrence going to the line to shoot two. And first one is good. Lawrence with 9 points. He's 4-5 at the free throw line. Just a 64% shooter on the season. This one good as well. 75-67. Game getting a little tighter here with 2:40 left. Again, full court pressure off the inbound, and then the girls will just back off and play defense, scoring as the Cats will take it in the front court with the dribble by Hudgens. Met out front off the left side by Tyler Hawkins. Trevor trying to work a screen by Waters. Waters now on the left side on the wing. Takes the three, misses, and a long rebound to the left corner. Hustling after Hoofner for the Gorillas. Out it goes to Arthur Williams. Left to Lawrence. Drives. Lost the handle on it. Knocked away. It will go off the shoulder of Isaiah Jackson and out of bounds.
Trevor Hudgens very emphatic. That went off of Pittsburgh State, asking for a replay here, but the officials are going to stick with the ball down here. But, man, the Gorillas, 2:11 left, but they're right there.
75-67, Northwest up. Again, the Bearcats are up by 26 in this game. On the left side, Hawkins spins left. Now right, leans in with the layup, misses, gets his rebound. Another shot misses. Ball kicked out left side for Hoofner. Now a long three by Lawrence, way between the circles, and a long rebound to the right corner. Saved in bounds by Hudrick, but it goes right off the thigh of his teammate, Bobby Arthur Williams.
And, you know, they got that offensive rebound. They swung it around. Lawrence shot about a 35-footer there. Not necessary, but results in that long rebound, and the ball goes out off of Pitt.
152 left. Northwest Missouri State 75, Pittsburgh State 67. Breaking the action. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. 152 left of the game. Northwest 75, Pittsburgh State 67. Northwest will inbound, and they'll inbound off the right side in the backcourt. We'll have to take about three-quarters of the length of the floor as Isaiah Jackson gets the inbound to Hudgens. And after seeing some pressure off the inbound, Gorillas again back off as Hudgens will dribble through the jump ball circle at midcourt and go off the right side, being pressured by Hawkins out front. It's Tyler Hawkins, dribbles past him. Now back out right side. 1:35 left, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Hudgens out between the circles, picked up now by Arthur Williams. Dribbles left to the elbow and back out. Into the left corner, the pass goes for Jackson. Now back to Hudgens. Ball stripped out of his hands by Hardrick as the shot clock sounds, but it's already picked up on the right side. Hardrick to the right wing to the free throw line. And his dribble knocked loose by Hudgens as Hardrick falls to the floor. Trevor will pick up a foul. And that'll be number two on Hudgens with 1:16 left. And Northwest in front, 75-67.
Bobby Arthur Williams Jr. just getting back to the other end. He is exhausted right now. He's played a heck of a game. 17 points, 5 rebounds, and giving all he has there on defense.
Hardrick's first free throw is good. And he is now 4-5 at the free throw line. 8 points total. 75-68 Northwest. Second free throw, rims around, out, and Diego Bernard comes away with the rebound. And he'll bring it down the floor from our right to our left. Just over a minute left. This game a little closer at the end as Diego with the dribble. And a foul as Diego falls to the floor off that dribble, and a reach-in coming up on Pittsburgh State. Hardrick with foul number three. And Diego to the line. Diego 2 of 2 at the line, 14 points to go along with 7 rebounds. And first one good here. 76-68, Northwest Missouri State. Another big free throw on the way for Bernard, and it's good. 77-68, Northwest in front of the Gorillas with 1:03 left. Lawrence, a crossover dribble, looks right side, Hawkins. Dribbles between the circles, guarded by Alexander. Now left Hardrick through the lane. This is left for Hoefner. Couldn't hold on to it. Chased into the corner by Alexander, who comes away with the steal for Northwest. Now to Bernard across the timeline. Looks left side. Hudgens thought about the three. Little shot fake. Goes out front, and Diego will take the three. It's good.
That should do it. Assist number 9 there for Trevor Hudgens.
And on down the other end, Hoefner underneath the bucket takes a pass. Will kick it off of the left side. A long three by Hawkins. Short rebound for Bernard with 32 seconds left. Northwest up 80-68. Hudgens across midcourt left side. 23 seconds left off the right side with the dribble. It's Hudgens, and the Grills will just let him dribble it out. So Northwest Missouri State will rebound after lost to Emporia State on Thursday and pick up a win here tonight against Pittsburgh State and Pittsburgh, Kansas. Just under 10 seconds left as Hudgens takes a long three. Comes up short, and the rebound, Arthur Williams. He'll take it across midcourt right side with two. He launches a long one, and that one misses as the buzzer sounds. And the Bearcats will pick up win number 22 on the season. They go to 22-3. They are also now 15-2 in the MIAA atop the conference standings, and for Pittsburgh State, they fall to 6-16 and 5-12 in MIAA play. Northwest Missouri State with the win, the final score 80-68. We'll be back, have more for you from Pittsburgh, Kansas, right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
And welcome back to Pittsburgh, Kansas, and John Lance Arena on the Pittsburgh State campus. Northwest had a 26-point lead back in the first half, 5:46 left in the half, as Pittsburgh State then would slowly kind of check in and whittle away at that lead. Northwest is up 44-23 at halftime. It got down to single digits late in the game, but Northwest Missouri State picks up an 80-68 win over Pittsburgh State. A good comeback win for Northwest after that loss on Tuesday.
Yeah, it really was. We saw the intensity, especially in that first half. Couldn't quite sustain it for the full 40 minutes, but it was a matter of getting back on the right track. They did a lot of good things in this ball game, and still plenty of teachable moments for Coach McComb as well.
No doubt about that. 80-68, Northwest with win. Back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information at championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Supports also from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Also from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. Buckle up, phone down. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back at John Lance Arena, 80-68, the final score. Northwest with the victory over Pittsburgh State with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Sam Reeves is our studio engineer. And before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at championshipmotorsllc.com. Good win for the Bearcats as they get back on the winning track after a loss to Emporia State on Thursday. Northwest picking up the victory here, 80-68. First meeting, a 10-point game at Bearcat Arena. Northwest won that one by 10 and winning in 74-64. Here it was an 80-68 win. So this Bearcat team playing well against Pittsburgh State. The Grills playing close, but just can't quite get it done against Northwest.
Yeah, they've got a lot of talent out there, too. They've got guys that can shoot a lot of scores. So Northwest, you know, keeping them at bay. Pittsburgh State made a run, like you mentioned, but Northwest doing plenty to get this win.
And again, 80-68, the final score. Bearcats road trip will continue as they will go just a short distance over to Joplin to face Missouri Southern on Saturday afternoon. So kind of a tough stretch for Northwest here late in the season on the road to St. Joe, which really is essentially a home game and not far to travel there on Saturday. And then Emporia on Tuesday, here today with Pittsburgh State, and wrap things up with Missouri Southern on Saturday. But it's a rough week.
It is, and you know what? You hate to be like this, but it's go through, survive Saturday, pull out another win, and then just relax on Sunday and take the day in. And you hate to try to push through some of these days, but, boy, this is a grind portion of the schedule. The COVID makeups and everything going on really made this kind of a funky week. But you know what? There is still so much more to accomplish for this team and a huge matchup on Saturday. So it's a matter of just push through, try to overcome the tiredness in that legs and make the most of it.
Yeah, if they get through Saturday, then you got a few days to rest to gear up for the stretch run.
Yeah, but not only the physical nature of these basketball games and how the legs are feeling, at the same time, just probably mentally exhausted too, trying to do homework on the road, game tape, everything with it. So it's been a long stretch.
80-68, the final, Northwest over Pittsburgh State. We'll be back, have more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. Support also comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at mazingolake.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. Also from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Bearcats win 80-68 after leading by 26 in the first half as Northwest Missouri State sees their record improve to 22-3 and 15-2 in the MIAA. Pittsburgh State now 6-17 and 5-12 in conference play. As we look at some of the totals here, Trevor Hudgens with 20 points on 7 of 15 shooting, 2 of 9 on threes, 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 4 rebounds, and 9 assists, along with 2 steals. So a pretty good night for Trevor.
Yeah, he's kind of back to being Trevor. Still not hitting from three-point range as efficiently as he would like, going 2-for-9 tonight. Had that last three-pointer to seal it, so he's 1-for-8 prior to that last one with about a minute or so left to go. But it's one of those things that you know he'll find, but he's doing a great job of penetrating, getting to the rim, and then also finding guys getting open is a big difference. And other guys make shots, and the 9 assists show that tonight.
Diego Bernard, again, a typical Diego night, 19 points, 6 of 8 shooting. He was 4-for-4 at the free throw line, 8 rebounds to go along with 3 assists and 3 steals. So Diego doing what Diego does. And Wes Dreamer got the team off to a great start. He was red hot in the first half, had 11 points early. Cooled off, got in a little bit of foul trouble, but ends up with 11 points and 5 rebounds.
Yeah, tough night there for Wes to not be able to finish as strong as he started. And that makes a difference, too, with Pittsburgh State able to come back without his post presence there defensively. But, you know, Wes will bounce back and play good again on Saturday. And as for Diego, 19-point outing, just 3 shy now, 1,500 for his career.
Man, that is something else. Luke Mostakis also with 11 points to go into double figures tonight, coming off the bench, 4 of 8 shooting as he helped the Bearcats pick up the victory here. And then some other totals here. 6 for Luke Waters this evening, 8 for Isaiah Jackson, 3 for Daniel Abreu, got a second start in a row as the Bearcats pick up the win. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, as Ben McCollum joining us here. And Ben got off to a great start in this one tonight.
Yeah, no, I thought we came out pretty focused, got the lead, and then became completely unfocused. So, you know, a tale of two halves, but I was glad that we responded to the loss and did play well for that first. And then the second, you know, I think that sometimes we think we have a big margin for error, and we just don't. You know, we have to be ready to go. We have to be on point. We have to execute in order to win games. And we didn't that second half. But still good to come away with a win. Always tough to win on the road. One more. We gotta go get this one.
Yeah, and this is a Pittsburgh State team that we talked about in the pregame, too. A team that record-wise has struggled. You look at some of the stats, struggle a little bit, but they've got some athletes there that you have to stay focused in the game against.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they do in a lot of games. They'll get, you know, the other team will get a big lead or whatnot, and then they'll make a run and kind of cut it to this, you know, 10-12 range and, you know, make it a game, and it makes it difficult. You know, I wish we could have rested our kids' legs, but they didn't let us.
So. Yeah, along those lines, too, you look at this week, a lot of games in a short period of time on the road. As you look at that second half, a little bit of weariness step in just a little bit there?
No, because we just lost. You know, I think our kids understand that we just lost and that we need to be focused for the next game and the next game and on through, and specifically the Southern game. We need to make sure that we're at our best. We need to be much better than we were tonight in the Southern game.
And what are some of the main things that you take out of tonight?
Just got to finish. You know, you got to finish possessions. You got to play a little bit better. And then, you know, we need to make shots, too. We're only 12 of 33 on pretty good looks, you know. Just couldn't get it to go down. So need to make shots. Hopefully we'll do that next game.
Well, we've got another record to talk about with Trevor as he hit a couple threes tonight. He becomes the all-time leader for a single season in threes, knocking down a couple threes here tonight in the MIAA.
Yeah, no, he's broke a lot of them. I mean, every day it's a new one. So I was pleased with him. He had to control the game, and he didn't get a lot of clean looks tonight. Just really didn't get those good, clean ones that he usually gets, and so made it tough for him. Hey, Jim.
And we also talked about Diego Bernard, just another kind of Diego night.
Yeah, Diego's being Diego, which is what we need to have happen. We need to keep having that happen because he's a game changer when he's locked in like he is.
Seeing Daniel Bray move into the starting lineup for the last couple of games, what do you like about Daniel being in that starting lineup?
Daniel defensively is fantastic. Right now, he's just out of rhythm. We got to get him back in rhythm because we're going to need him. You know, defensively, he's phenomenal. His energy's phenomenal. He's a great kid, great energy. Just got to get back in rhythm.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, Northwest Missouri State again with the win 80-68 as they defeat Pittsburgh State. Back with more in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print and online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville, specializing in treating the whole family and other services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville, Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Support also comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. And from State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back on our postgame, joined now by Trevor Hudgens as the Bearcats win this one 80-68. And Trevor, before we talk a lot about this game in particular, need to congratulate you on another record, the single season mark for most threes in a season in the MIAA, as you knocked down a couple today to break a mark that was set back, I think, about the 87-88 season. So that record's been held for a long time.
Thank you. I didn't even realize I was breaking a record, but shot felt decent today. Not too good, not too bad, but it was just right. Credit my teammates for finding me wide open shots and just passing it to me. Not much else to say. I mean, I'm surprised myself.
And you look at this year in particular, you're leading the MIAA in three-point made buckets this season. And Buchanan's behind you by a considerable margin, and he's putting up a lot of points on his own, but you're knocking down the threes there.
Yeah, Buchanan's a great player. We played him earlier this week, and he's up to par. I just shoot wide open shots. My teammates find me open. They get me open, and I just take open threes, and they seem to go in.
Well, you know, watching some of the plays out there tonight, just some incredible passing where you guys have just a sixth sense where your teammates are on the floor to find the open player out of that offense.
Yeah, I mean, we work on that quite a bit, and we also just talk. Just the chemistry on this team is really high and really strong. And when we're just running our offense and we're just flowing like today in the first half, we honestly do have a sixth sense and we know where people are, and it just feels great. And that's what was happening in the first half. People were just finding each other. People were open, knocking down shots.
Yeah, you guys came out and looked like you were on a mission there in the first half.
Yeah, the urgency was there. Intensity was there. I felt like the starting five that started the game, we came out with a mission, just getting stops, being sharp on offense, keeping it simple, and just doing what we do.
As Pittsburgh State came back a bit in the game, made it single digits down the stretch. But, again, you look at this Pittsburgh State team. They've got some talent on the squad, and it seems like it's been kind of a typical game that they played this year where they get behind early and find a way to get back in it late in the game.
Oh yeah, they have some players on their team, really good, especially their bigs. Bigs are really strong, physical bigs. Guards can play too. Guards are fast, quick. They can shoot the ball. They can make plays. It's a really talented team. And I mean, we played really well in the first half. I want to credit our team, but also credit them for coming back in the second half, making some big time plays, some big time shots, and not quitting. Just kept it a game and kept competing.
It's been a long road trip, four games this week. Of course, the first one not too far of a drive down to St. Joe to face Missouri Western. But at this point in the season, how tough is this to be on the road for four games like this late in the year?
I mean, I think our team loves it because it's a challenge. I think we love challenges. I think we're up for it. We had that loss to Emporia earlier this week, and we kind of just refocused after that. And the first half was an example of that, just seeing how we are focused. Second half, we kind of got unfocused today. But, I mean, this road trip, we love this road trip. We love just competing every other day, just getting better, learning about ourselves before, tournament time and stuff like that. I mean, we're finding a lot of stuff about ourselves this road trip this week, and what we need to work on, what we're good at. And I think this is a really good road trip for us.
Well, you got another day off tomorrow, and then you face Missouri Southern on Saturday. It hasn't been too long since you saw the Lions back at Bearcat Arena, and you know that they're a pretty talented club as well.
Yeah, we know they're going to be hungry. They got a lot of talent on their team, very physical. And, I mean, every time we played them since I've been here, it's been a good game. They got some good players on their team, and it's going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot of energy in that gym.
All right, Trevor, thanks a lot for being with us, and again, congratulations on another record.
Thank you.
Trevor Hudgens with us here on the post game, our player of the game, sponsored by United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com. We'll be back. We'll wrap things up from Pittsburgh, Kansas, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 and from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More information is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats come from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville, celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from The Palms, making its return this spring. The Palms will feature a new bar and grill menu, a new dining area, and new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition. The Palms, reopening in March. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Pittsburgh, Kansas, as we wrap up our broadcast in this men's game. Northwest Missouri State with the win as they defeat this Gorilla team. Final score in this matchup tonight. Northwest Missouri State getting some things rolling offensively and winning this one 80-68, led by 26 in the first half. As we check the rest of the schedule around the MIAA tonight, next opponent for the Bearcats, Missouri Southern, a 10-point winner this evening, defeating Missouri Western 78-68. It's Fort Hays State with a win in a low-scoring game there, defeating Rogers State 62-47. Northeastern State, a winner over Nebraska Kearney, 71-63. Washburn downs Lincoln, 77-61. And again, here today, the Bearcats with a win, 80-68 over Pittsburgh State. As we wrap up our broadcast here earlier tonight, the Northwest Missouri State women lost to Pittsburgh State, 66-62. The identical score as far as the numbers go with the first matchup. The only thing that's reversed as the Bearcats won at Bearcat Arena, 66-62. Here today was the Pittsburgh State women with a 66-62 win. Leading the way for Northwest was Molly Hartnett. She had 13 points to go along with three assists and three rebounds and a couple of steals. But the Northwest women coming up on the short side of that score as the Northwest women fall to 15-8 and 10-7. And MIAA play, Pittsburgh State improves to 14-9 and 9-8 on the women's side. So the way things turn out here in Pittsburgh, Kansas tonight, as we're turning the lights on.
That's a sign, I think.
I think so. Well, in that first half, the Bearcats shot lights out anyway against Pittsburgh State.
Yeah, they did. They came out firing and built up a big lead and did enough to hang on to it in the end. So all you can hope for as now heading into this final trip of the weekend down to Joplin and hoping to finish things off the win.
Oh, no doubt about that. That over in Joplin, it's a short trip for the team. They're just heading over that direction. We're heading back and then back down on Saturday. So we got a few more miles to cover.
A lot of windshield time.
Yeah, no doubt. It'll be a 1:30 tip-off for the women on Saturday. The men will tip off at 3:30 by the broadcast of both of those games right here on the Bearcat Radio Network, beginning at 1 o'clock with our pregame for the women.
Looking forward to that one. Chance for the women to bounce back against a really good team from Missouri Southern.
Yeah, should be a couple of great games on Saturday, and just keep your dial tuned right here to the Bearcat Radio Network. Thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast here at Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Matt Tritton and our studio engineer, Sam Reeves. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Pittsburgh, Kansas.